You're with us for the morning show as we trace the origin stories of some of the rejected ballots from April's primary election. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Investigative journalists from American Public Media and Wisconsin Watch, they teamed up to look more closely at the nearly 14,000 ballots that were thrown out due to voters not getting the signature and or the witness requirement correct. They wanted to suss out where voters went wrong in casting their ballot and what these rejected ballots of all stripes, what the implications may be for November's general election. Are you voting absentee in upcoming elections? Have you had difficulty in the past casting a ballot through the mail? How was it to get a witness to sign off on your ballot? What happened? We're at 800-642-1234. Tom Scheck is an investigative reporter for APM Reports. It's the investigative and documentary unit of American Public Media based in St. Paul. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey there. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. We also have Dee Hall, who is co-founder of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and managing editor of Wisconsin Watch. Dee, welcome back.
Thanks a lot for having me again.
Well, Dee, let's start with you with some more big picture, broader strokes here. What did the pandemic and the ensuing public health advice to stay at home, what did that reveal about Wisconsin's mail-in voting system?
Well, first of all, a lot of people, as you know, were nervous about going to the polls because the whole state was on under the safer at home order. And so while normally single digit percentages of voters would vote mail in or absentee, instead, it was in the double digits, and sometimes it was up to 10 times as many voters as normally we would have voting absentee or mail in. And so what it revealed was that we're really not ready. The April 7th election revealed that Wisconsin is really not quite ready for this type of avalanche of mail-in and absentee balloting.
Well, Tom, over 23,000 absentee ballots from the April primary were thrown out. You wanted to dig into these ballots. What were you interested in?
Well, we knew that there was a lot of interest in the lost ballots in the U.S. mail and the Postal Service. We knew that this was a chaotic election around the polls. And one of the things that kept jumping out at us was that there were so many people who voted absentee, and we wanted to take a better look into that system. And once we started to look into the system and look at the data, we really found that there were a lot of people that just made mistakes, frankly. And when you have to file, or you cast a ballot absentee or vote by mail in Wisconsin, you need to sign the back of the envelope, and you need to find a witness to sign it and put their address on there. And what we were finding is that one of those three things, or all of them, did not occur for about almost 14,000 voters in the April election. And so that just jumped out at us as a big red flag, because we know that there's been a lot of elections officials, a lot of public health officials have been saying, make sure you vote by mail this year to make sure you don't spread the COVID-19, and that this is a good way to reduce it. And so one of the things we found was we wanted to take a look at what's the underlying problems with voting by mail. And this was a key one.
It was interesting to me, too, that you tracked down some of these voters who had their ballots rejected, and that when you contacted them, this was their first understanding that their ballot hadn't been counted.
Right. We asked for all of the data of everyone who had their ballot rejected, and by law, the Wisconsin Election Commission had to give that to us, so they did. And so we started calling folks. Dee and I started calling folks, and one of the things that really jumped out at us was that we were the first ones to inform them. Some people were like, what? Are you serious? I can't believe this. And that really was a big signal to us that, okay, Wisconsin is not a vote by mail state. The state typically votes, the voters go to the polls on election day, or they vote early, but they don't cast a ballot through the mail. And so one of the things that occurs is that there needs to be this learning curve of folks who have to go through the process of doing it. And one of the things that elections officials are learning is there has to be a way for them to notify voters as well, because without that notification, voters who think that they are casting a ballot and it's being counted don't know at all unless they're notified.
I should add that Wisconsin, the clerks in Wisconsin are not required to notify voters if there's a problem with their ballot. They're encouraged to do that, but it's not a requirement. And so on April 7th, as the clerks got overwhelmed, a lot of them simply ran out of time to do that.
We're speaking with APM investigative reporter Tom Scheck and Wisconsin Watch managing editor Dee Hall. They investigated the rejected ballots from Wisconsin's April primary to better understand where voters went wrong in casting ballots. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Let's hear from one of the voters you talked with. This is Bob Capon, a voter who had the experience of his ballot being thrown out.
There should be some, you know, warning. You know, you must have witness signature, you know, something like that, or ballot could be voided. I mean, if you saw things like that, you'd be, oh, I got to pay attention here. I don't want to have my ballot voided.
So, Dee, the witness signature requirement tripped up voters. What does that tell you there about what this whole system looks like and what is in place?
Well, I talked to the head of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association, and her explanation was that the ballot envelope is really packed with information. And to successfully fill out one of these ballots, and the envelope is the very, very important part of it. The ballot's inside, but the envelope is the one that if every line that you are required to fill out is not filled out, it will get rejected. They don't weigh or balance that. If you do not have the address of the witness, for example, and that's what happened in the case of Bob and his wife, Jan. They did not have their own home address there for the witness signature. It will get rejected. And so I think the idea is that voters who are unfamiliar with absentee balloting, and the Capons are among those, often miss a single line or a single box. And as a result, their ballot will be rejected.
Let's hear from another voter that you talked with. This is Ricky Casey, a voter from Cedarburg.
Everyone's trusting that if you follow the directions on your ballot that you get in the mail, that you will be counted because you follow the rules.
So, Tom, you know, when these voters that you talked with started exploring what possibly had gone wrong with their ballot, what questions did they have of you?
Well, the first thing is, how did you find out? when we explained that to them? The second thing, for most of the folks that I talked with, and I think even for Dee, a lot of them assured us that they filled this out correctly. And what we did is then we put open records requests into the elections officials and said, hey, we want to see their ballot envelope. Now, we never saw who they voted for. We never saw their ballot, but we saw their ballot envelope. And in many instances, what occurred was we saw the ballot envelope. It had their signature. It had the witness signature, but then there wasn't an address on there. That was the thing that appeared to trip a lot of folks up, especially the ones who the spouses were the witnesses, because if you look at the ballot envelope above, it will say Tom Scheck, 1234 Smith Avenue, or whatever the address would be. So my spouse would automatically think, well, it's just, we live at the same house. Why do I need to put the address down? And so that
because
was one of the
address
things that tripped
is right
up.
There.
It's exactly the same, and it's above. So some folks later thought, well, I thought I didn't have to do that because we lived at the same address. And so that was one of the issues involved. Now, there is one other thing that occurred with a little bit of this, and I have to say that there was a point in time, and this is how confusing this April primary was, where a judge did say a witness was not required. And so there could have been some people who didn't have a witness within this 14,000 or so absentee ballots who just said, okay, I don't have to have a witness. I'll just cast my ballot and send it in. But then that ruling ended up being reversed by a higher court later on. And so they may not have never fixed those ballots.
We're talking with investigative journalists Tom Scheck from APM Reports and Dee Hall from Wisconsin Watch. They teamed up to look more closely at rejected ballots from April. What do you plan on doing in November? Did you vote by mail in April's primary? Was it your first time to vote absentee? How did it go? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're exploring new investigative reporting around the thousands of rejected ballots from April's primary election. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The analysis from APM Reports and Wisconsin Watch serves as a case study of sorts of what might lie ahead for swing states like Wisconsin that are inundated by absentee ballot applications and may lack the systems in place to meet the influx of mail-in ballot requests. Do you worry about absentee ballots getting counted? Do you worry about the time it will take to count mail-in ballots in proximity to the election being called for a candidate? Join in 800-642-1234. Dee Hall is managing editor at Wisconsin Watch, and Tom Scheck is an investigative reporter with APM Reports. Let's take a call now. Mary Kay is joining us from Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay.
Good morning. I was a voting inspector. I have one question. What is the reasoning for a witness? You get mailed a ballot at the ballot box. You go in there by yourself. You have one mailing address. You get one ballot. What is the reason for a witness?
Mary Kay, thank you. Dee?
Well, obviously, at some point, officials in the state of Wisconsin thought that was important, but I do think that's an interesting question, and I will tell you that we'll be exploring that in a future story. Is, you know, this whole issue of the witness is very interesting. I understand it's an anti-fraud measure, but as the election inspector mentioned, you're getting one ballot at one address, addressed to one person. And the only way for that to be fraudulent, I guess, would be for somebody else to grab it away from you, which seems pretty unlikely if it's just coming to your home. So I think that is an interesting issue. As an election inspector, I don't know if she's still on the phone. I don't know whether they even look at those signatures to figure out, are those real people? And does that real person's signature, which of course might be illegible, match up with the actual address that the witness put down? So I don't know. I do wonder about it.
Right. Mary Kay, is there any type of verification there of the witness?
No. When you sign in, they just look you up by name.
Tom, do you want to add anything?
Most of the states use some kind of identification or something to ensure that the voter is the voter who is in question. And so there's 9 states, Wisconsin is one of them, that require a witness signature. There's 3 states that either require 2 witnesses or a notary. Missouri actually requires you to have a notary agent sign it. And then a lot of other states do something which is called signature match. And so I would sign when I sign into the poll book initially, or when I register, I have a signature on file. And then when I vote absentee, they would match the signature on the absentee ballot envelope with the one on file. And they say, consider that signature match. Now, every single one of these has issues with it, because if you're an older voter, maybe your motor skills have deteriorated, your signature doesn't look the same way, the match in that instance also may not work as well, and that could get cast out as well. But most of this is an anti-fraud measure to ensure the voter who says it's the voter casts that ballot.
I want to go ahead, Dee.
I should add that Wisconsin does not have signature matching, though that's not how they do the verification, just so people in Wisconsin understand. They're not trying to check your signature against the signature you registered with, because as Tom mentioned, your signature can change over time and in different circumstances. And so we don't have that. And I would say luckily we don't, because I think there's a lot of judgment that goes into that, and some of it has been highly criticized.
I want to bring into the conversation here my ballot envelope. I voted absentee in April, and again in August here I have a ballot, and I noticed that on my envelope, the area where you have your signature, you have your witness address, those lines were highlighted in different colors. And I put my envelope up against the light to say, did someone really highlight this by hand? Do you have, Tom, any idea about that?
Well, that's the kind of signal that the Wisconsin elections officials are trying to tell you, do this sign here. But there's a lot on that envelope. And when we talked to a lot of elections officials across the country, they said that envelope design matters a lot, because the way that the Wisconsin one is, while there are yellow lines on there that kind of signal that something needs to be done on those lines. In other instances, it's kind of like when you refinance a mortgage or do a mortgage where there's big bright lines saying sign here, initial here. And the elections officials say the most successful vote by mail initiatives are the ones where they have like those clear signals. It's not very complicated. And it just says you need to do this to have your vote count. But those yellow lines are what are on most of the ballot envelopes that you're talking about.
Wow. So do you think someone was doing this by hand, Dee, like actually highlighting the areas that were really important for my ballot?
It depends on the municipality where you live, because they're the ones who are deciding, you know, how to present the envelope to some extent. It's not required, but many of them do put a yellow highlight on the lines that absolutely must be filled out by everyone. One confusing part that I heard when we showed the envelope to Bob Capon, he looked closely at the line that he hadn't filled out, and he recalled that he might have been confused about his need to fill that out, because it's right close, very tiny type, right close to a section where you have to have somebody sign it if someone assisted you in putting the ballot together, which in voting, you know, in filling out the ballot. He didn't have any assistance, didn't need to fill out that line, but the other line, the one that he did have to fill out, was kind of right there. And so he left both of them blank, and thinking that this was something to do with this voter assistance, and it wasn't. And so, you know, it's the practice that of many clerks is to highlight those lines. But again, the lines are close together. It's easy to kind of miss some of those highlights.
And not to mention, I needed my reading glasses because it is very small print. We're talking with APM investigative reporter Tom Scheck and Wisconsin Watch managing editor Dee Hall. They teamed up to look more closely at the rejected ballots from Wisconsin's April primary and the implications heading into November. We're at 800-642-1234. Let's hear from an election official that you talked with, and this is Tracy Setti, city clerk for the city of Cedarburg.
Right now we're getting probably about 15 to 20 ballots back every day now, and every single day there is a little stack that is missing some information.
And I'm thinking that that little stack, Tom, and that little stack growing and growing and growing each day, what's going on?
Well, this is, I talked to her in early July, and this is for the August primary that she was referring to. And what she's doing is she said she was setting aside ballots that had one of those three things missing. And she said she was going to make efforts to call those voters. But no, she doesn't have to do that. She said she was going to do it at least once to try and make sure everyone knows that they can come in and fix the problem. But this is what one of the reasons that we wanted to look at Wisconsin. Everybody knows Wisconsin is a swing state. President Trump won it by 23,000 votes. And when you start to add up these cast aside ballots, you start to see that, oh, this really matters. Now, not all of those nearly 14,000 ballots that were tossed in April were Democrats. But this starts to show the volume of ballots that could get cast aside. When I talked to a University of Florida elections expert, he said that there were 300,000 ballots tossed in 2016, and he expects that number to be well over a million in November. And so you're starting to see that there's a lot of voters out there who could have their ballots tossed for just an honest mistake or an error.
Let's bring in Rachel now in Lake Delton. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question on when I send my ballot in, does someone actually see who I vote for, or is it somehow anonymous with my name and who I'm voting for? Thanks for taking my call.
No, this is a very key question. So you put your ballot in a ballot envelope, and then it goes into another envelope, which you sign. And so what happens is when they go through and they look at this, they'll check the information. Did you sign it? Did the witness sign it? Did the witness have an address on there? And then they put those in a pile, and then they go either to your local precinct to be counted with your neighbors, or they go to a absentee ballot board where it will be counted and checked and counted there. But nobody knows what your ballot is, because it starts to get put into a different pile at one point.
Okay. So Dee, go ahead.
I was just going to say that what they do with those ballots that are in these envelopes, they're the exact same ballot that you would fill out if you had gone to the polls. And so what they do is they just feed it through the machine. So they're not looking at it and trying to match you up with your vote. They're just trying to open the envelope to make sure you fulfilled those requirements. And then the ballot is just as anonymous as the ballot that I cast when I go to the polls and they give me, I'm voter number 273. You know, they know who voter 273 is and that I have a ballot, but they're not scrutinizing who I'm voting for. I just put it in the machine.
And very quickly here, the ballot then envelope wouldn't be opened if something was wrong with those signatures and information on that envelope?
That's correct. So like in Wisconsin or in Minnesota where I lived in 2008, there was a U.S. Senate race, right, where it was very competitive. There was a recount. And so what happens is all those ballot envelopes have to be kept in a pile in case they're challenged later on in court, which occurred in Minnesota in 2008. And some of those ballots were wrongly rejected. They got thrown back into the pile. So they have to keep those envelopes on file so folks can inspect them later on.
Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks
for having us.
Tom Scheck is a reporter for APM Reports, the investigative unit of American Public Media. Dee Hall, managing editor of Wisconsin Watch. We have a link to their report titled Narrow Margin. Find it at WPR.org/mornings. Coming up, we look at the increased demand at food pantries. That's after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.